This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live's deviating from their normal, our normal way of doing things. It's Mark here.
And Brian Sovereign.
Now, Brian, a blast from the past, a former Sunday night co-host, sitting in with me here. We're at the Bitcoin Investor Conference.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time. Las Vegas, of course, which always makes for a great time, I guess.
It is. It's been a lot of fun. My wife and I hiked Red Rock yesterday, which was a nice thing to be able to do, and we've been here all day at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. I feel like what I've seen of the speeches, the sort of the intellectual aspect of Bitcoin is it's really getting delivered here at this event.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the philosophy behind it is coming up, which I think is really important. That doesn't get covered at a lot of events, but it's definitely happening here. Great speakers. I'm really pleased with the list.
I feel like I'm also getting the core of what Bitcoin's about. Many
right.
of the big names. People who, you know, philosophically have adopted Bitcoin for the same reasons that I have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea that, you know, this doesn't need to work within the system, it can be outside of the system, all of that. You know, just the exciting stuff about Bitcoin, the things that get people passionate about it. Not like, oh, how can this, how can this work with PayPal or whatever the case may be. No, this is about, like, how do we go with Bitcoin forward, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, so explain to folks how you see Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin?
Oh, for me, well, Bitcoin in and of itself is, of course, I love the tagline, magic internet money.
It's a lot like magic internet money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really solving the problem of if you take cash or you take a credit card, and if you have a smartphone with you, pretty much everybody has a smartphone, and if you jam that cash into your smartphone or if you jam that credit card onto your smartphone, it's just going to fly right back off.
Right.
Okay, it doesn't work well with our modern infrastructure, the way we communicate.
Credit cards weren't made for the internet.
Exactly.
And they're getting used on the
internet.
They're getting used on the internet all the time, and what we've seen is a tremendous amount of fraud associated with, because you're trying to take a square peg and pound the hell out of it into a round hole.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And so Bitcoin solves so much of that, to where it works with the communication infrastructure that we have, and it's built for it, which is so unique today, I think, more than anything.
Yep, and so it's awesome to be here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference, and the guy who put it all on is Stephen Michaels. Stephen, thanks for having us out here.
Thank you. Thanks for helping us out, and glad you're here to be able to broadcast and interview some of the great speakers we have. We're just having a fantastic time.
Excellent. So as far as the Bitcoin Investor Conference, I feel like, I was just telling Brian, I feel like the intellectuality of the speakers that I've seen here is superior to what I've seen at other Bitcoin events. Guys are delving into the Bitcoin sphere in a way that they don't generally.
Absolutely. When we put this together, one of the things I've seen in especially in the conference industry is that you have a lot of people that really don't even know what they're talking about. And there's no other way to put it. In Bitcoin space, you have you first have to understand where it came from and why it was created in the first place. You have to have understanding for what sound money is, what economics is, what property rights are, what self-ownership is, and that's why it was created in the first place. And so you have this whole, I call it the second wave of entrepreneurs or opportunists who see a way to come in and build things, but the problem is that they're reinventing old systems because they don't understand why Bitcoin was created in the first place. They just see it as a new and fancy technology. And so here we have a chance to, my goal with this event was to come back to the roots and talk about the core value proposition that Bitcoin gives to people. And that is, as Trace has said and others have said, some of our speakers, the idea of monetary sovereignty. When we can own honest money and use it in a way without third-party interlopers or third-party interference, now we have have a tool for freedom. And so that was my goal in putting on this event. Why do we invest in Bitcoin? Because it gives us freedom.
Right. When you say third-party interlopers, I think it's really important for people to understand whenever they do a transaction, that's not a cash transaction, not a like handing paper money from one person to another, but they're asking other organizations if that can happen. And those organizations generally are banks and governments. Now, you know, mostly the banks and mostly the governments will let them do those transactions, but, you know, travel across an international border and see how complicated it gets. And it does get complicated at that point. And there are things, you know, that sometimes, you know, governments don't want you to do business in certain ways. It's very difficult with the FATCA laws for the people in the United States to, get bank accounts in other countries.
Well, yeah, I think a prime example of this censorship is you look at the poor people in Iran who were cut out of the SWIFT banking system and due to economic sanctions. And so as a result of that, you have millions of innocent people in that country who are suffering because of some politician or some political policy. And they are their ability to trade with other markets is greatly restricted. And so now here's a way they can just bypass that system entirely. So I tell people, you know, Bitcoin was created for the discriminated minority, or the persecuted minority is a better term. So if you're a persecuted minority, come to Bitcoin. It'll help you.
Yeah, you know, I've heard you speak, actually, Stephen, in the past, and there was a beautiful point I believe I heard you make, which was that when you saw Bitcoin, when you first saw it, you said, this is the first time I can actually own something, because there was no government control. It wasn't, you know, put out there by the government or whatever the case may be. And I thought that was such a beautiful point. This is money you can finally say is really yours, and that comes from kind of the decentralization and things like that. Could you speak more on that?
Sure, you bet. You know, I call it, you remove that counterparty risk, and it's a fancy word. A lot of people don't really know what that means. So to elaborate on that, you know, I come from a background of asset protection, privacy, helping people protect, you know, their life, liberty, and property. And one of the tools that's been used in that industry for years is something like offshore bank accounts. And the reason money goes offshore, I have a favorite saying, and it's this, capital and talent, but we'll just talk about capital here. Capital always flows to where it's respected and protected. And historically, that's been in places like Switzerland or the Bahamas or these offshore bank accounts where they
Cayman Islands,
yeah. Yes. They could get privacy and they could get low taxes, so they get relief from theft. And so that's $30 trillion industry, just offshore banking. And
when you say $30 trillion, do you mean that there's $30 trillion that are banked offshore, or do you mean that there's $30 trillion in sort of transaction fees and things like that?
Gotcha. So I misspoke, but what I meant was $30 trillion in actual funds sitting offshore. So this is
an incredible amount of money. With the United States debt, I believe, is somewhere a little over half of that. So, I mean, you're talking about a tremendous number.
Yeah.
And, these are the wealthy folks, and they know how to protect money. And it's oftentimes this protection is something that people who have less money than, you know, billions aren't able to figure out. They have to figure it out on their own because they can't afford to keep somebody in the wings to take care of that.
Right. The wealthy have always had a way to secure their wealth, and they had the connections, they had the relationships, and so they could put their money offshore. But the problem is, you know, that whole industry has been co-opted through military pressure or, you know, U.S. government, other governments, that now, you know, you have to comply with FATCA and all these other organizations that tell you what you can or can't do with your money.
Right.
And so so now, where are these people going to go to protect their capital? And I believe the ideal place is Bitcoin, because, you know, going back to offshore, when you send your money offshore, first of all, it's hard to go visit it, and number two, it's hard to get it, and number three, you have to trust them not to turn over your data. And I think there was a case even a few years ago where a banker in Switzerland took a CD with all the names of their clients and went to the U.S. government, and the IRS had a nice fun field day auditing a whole bunch of people. So you have those that's the kind of counterparty risk I'm talking about. You have your money sitting with someone else, and now you're at their mercy. So Bitcoin allows you to put that, you know, Bitcoin is just data, and so data can be stored in so many ways. You can store it in your brain, you can store it on the web, in the cloud, right, all over the place, and Bitcoin allows you to store your own wealth. It's just incredible how that works.
Stephen Michaels, thank you so much for putting this event on. It's BitcoinInvestor.com. What will folks find there real quick?
At BitcoinInvestor.com, they will find all about the conference. We're going to have live, videos of these live presentations in the next week or so. They'll be able to watch everything that we just saw today.
Thanks so much. BitcoinInvestor.com. Stephen Michaels.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting a Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And we are coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's Mark with you.
And Brian Sovereign.
And you can go find out about the event here at BitcoinInvestor.com. We just had Stephen Michaels, the guy who's putting it all together, on the air with us. And that was great. But I got to say that I got to see, I think it was the first speech today, and I was wowed by what I was able to witness. Edmund C. Moy is the former director of the United States Mint. Now, this is a guy that I would, a title like that, would be the last person I'd expect to see at a Bitcoin conference, something that's going to destroy, perhaps, or at least replace fiat currency. Edmund, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot, Mark. And, you know, this might be Free Talk Radio, but there are no free samples from the Mint today.
I just was listening to your speech, and it was basically about the history of money. And I think that it was compelling and interesting. How did money come about?
Well, that's such a great question. And so when I go to and talk to people who are very enthusiastic about Bitcoin, they come from many different perspectives, right? Many of them are technologists that believe that this is the future. Some of them are political people who believe in either libertarianism or anarchy and that this is a tool to get there. I come at it from a much different perspective. As one of the few people in the world that's ever made currency before, I come at it from the history of money. And the history of money goes all the way back to, so you could argue that the very first coins were found in Lydia in 700 BC.
Where's Lydia?
Lydia is right off it's on the coast of Turkey.
Okay.
And these coins were found when they excavated the Temple of Artemis.
Okay.
And they found these coins, at first they looked like little medallions.
Yep.
And they had animal images on them. And but what they found was these coins were very consistent in size.
Right.
And then they found smaller coins that were also consistent in size with various ratios. And as a result, they believed that these were the very first coins in the world.
Wow. So I would have thought the coins went back even further than 700 BC. I'm kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of my biblical history here. But does that mean that people like maybe, in the time of, the judges, the Israeli judges or like Samson, for instance, they didn't have coins?
They didn't have coins, but they did have items that connotated value that helped facilitate trade.
Okay.
So those were pretty much agrarian societies. And
right.
So a lot of the trade was barter, but not all agricultural goods can last, and so therefore they needed some other form of medium, and so they were looking for things that had value in and of themselves to be made into these consistent tokens that could be used to exchange value.
Yeah, it's interesting about the consistency, because I think of something like the cowrie shell,
mm-hmm.
which was, I think, over, as far as a landmass goes, it was like the most used form of money, and
yes.
Perhaps for the longest time. I think people even in the 20th century could pay taxes with it.
Right.
So consistency is really, really important to money, isn't it?
Yes. And so the revolution in coinage, where coinage basically took over and became a standard in the ancient world, was when the Lydians figured out how to purify gold.
Yeah.
And make those into consistent weights and purity into coins. And once that happened and people figured that out, coins spread throughout the ancient world in every corner, from China to the Middle East, all over, coins were used.
So gold is what made coins spread?
Yes.
And why is that?
Yes.
What's this purification of gold?
So the reason why gold was important, and if you looked at the criteria that Aristotle wrote on what makes useful currency.
What is that criteria?
Well, so you had several. One is it had to be durable.
Yeah, that's good.
So it had to last.
You don't want you don't want to use China plates.
That's right. Another one, it had to be divisible.
Okay.
Easily divisible.
Another reason why you don't want use China plates, right? Because you can't cut them in half
and then put them back together again.
They're not valuable that way.
No, not at all.
But gold is divisible because you can actually cut the coin in half, like they did with the pieces of eight.
Yes.
You can cut them in half or in quarters or eighths, like the Spanish pieces of eight.
And then you can remelt them back into the 1 ounce coin again.
Yep.
With no problem at all. The durability piece, you can make coins, for example, out of copper, but coins like copper or iron corrode, and when they corrode, they lose metal content, which decreases the value of that coin.
Sure.
Gold does not corrode.
Yeah, that's the big difference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're saying sort of intrinsic value, what does that mean? Because believe it or not, we've had a lot of conversations on Free Talk Live about what is intrinsic value.
Sure.
And you can get a libertarian real upset about somebody when you start talking about intrinsic value. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But from a monetary perspective, it's very simple. It means that that item has value because of itself and not related to anything else. And so when you take a look at gold, even before it was used as money, gold had value because people valued it as jewelry. And so it had commodity value before it had monetary value.
Wow. Is gold? Gold obviously isn't the end of the evolution of currency. Where does it go after that?
Yeah. So gold was used as a gold standard from roughly 700 BC all the way up to 1930 was the beginning of the end of the gold standard. Gold standard went completely away in 1971.
It's still a pretty good run, right? I mean, as far as the currency goes, it goes from 700 BC to 1971.
2700 years.
Right.
And that could also be traced to the greatest era of prosperity in the world, since history. And so it ended in 1971 when the United States dollar could no longer be exchanged by foreign governments into gold by the United States government.
Okay.
And so that's when we went strictly to fiat currency. And fiat comes from the Latin of government telling you what it should be worth. And that's where legal tender comes in. So before, if you had under the gold standard, if gold was $20 an ounce and you had a 1 ounce gold coin, that gold coin was worth $20. Very simple.
Yeah, simple.
So today, you could have a quarter made. A quarter has about 10 cents of metal in it, but by law, you have to accept it for 25 cents.
Right.
And so that's the government fiat, the government telling you that it has to be worth that, and legal tender is the statutory backup to why you have to accept it.
Well, that's the run of gold. What about, were there any changes in evolution in money between 700 BC and 1971? It would seem like there was something changed in there.
Well, the big change came at the very beginning, and that was when governments began making those gold coins. Individuals had made them before, but you had to trust that individual. So money at that time was basically finding it on the ground, right? Trying to purify it, making it into a coin. What really helped gold coins take off is when government said, individuals don't have the scale to melt it down, purify it, and make the volume that's needed. Governments do.
Weights and measures. Governments provided that.
That's right.
Edwin, if you just stick with me. We're going to be right back here from Bitcoin Investor Conference. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's that's at bitcoininvestor.com. You can check out Free Talk Live's website. It's brand new, and we've spent a bunch of money on it, so go check it out. freetalklive.com. And we're sitting here with Edmund C. Moy, the former director of the U.S. Mint. And Edmund, you were giving us the history of money. I think this is fascinating stuff. You said that what really sort of catapulted gold at around 700 BC into common use as far as coinage goes, it was weights and measures by the government. The government put its stamp of seal of approval on a gold coin and said, yep, this is what we say it is, and it's money. Did the average person touch gold at that time?
Yes, gold was actually used as currency at the time, and one of the things that you saw, so gold was used in currency beginning in 700 BC,
yeah.
But gold was then taken over by the government by 500 BC, and that's when it really started to blossom. And the reason for that is the government took what the private sector, because money was in private sector hands at the time. The difference with the government is the government had the scale to standardize. those coins. And once they were standardized, and if you trusted that government, you didn't have to weigh the coins every time you had a transaction anymore. You didn't have to doubt its purity as long as you trusted the government. Mm-hmm. And with that trust, currency started to boom.
And that trust, to some extent, was eroded. I know that there was something called coin clipping in the Roman Empire, and you sort of had to, they'd have a one-ounce coin, and they'd clip a piece of it off, and they keep it for themselves, and then tell the merchant that essentially they had to accept it as a one-ounce coin. Is that right?
Yes, but there were also anti-clipping measures that were put into place. So if you take a look at your higher denomination coins, for example, take a look at your quarter. It has all these little lines around the edges called reading.
Oh yeah.
And so if you
shaved ridges,
right.
Okay.
So if you cut off that reading or the ridges and tried to shave off, you could immediately tell that coin was lesser weight. And so those were some of the measures that were put in over time to maintain the integrity of those coins.
And where did sort of gold certificates for redemption, like gold receipts, where did these come in?
So that all falls under the gold standard. So when you use gold as money, that's called the gold standard, and there's two ways you did the standard. One was called the specie standard, which is gold itself was money. So if you had a $20 coin, it had $20 worth of gold in it. The other one was called the gold exchange standard. And so it happened that as transactions got larger and larger and gold got more impractical to move that volume of gold, what ended up happening is you had paper proxies for that gold. And that was in the United States, for example, it was called a gold certificate. So you had a $20 bill issued by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, and on that bill said a $20 gold certificate. And what that meant was the paper itself wasn't worth anything, but it was a $20 promissory note that you could take into the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, and that bank would be required to give you a $20 gold coin in exchange for that bill.
Now, you know, that's interesting. I have a question on that. Like, I know that was in the 50s or 60s, there were silver certificates, right? Like,
yes.
You see $5 or whatever denomination it was, and it would say silver certificate. Do those still hold that legal weight with them?
No. So in 1933, Franklin Roosevelt had just gotten elected. He got elected on the platform that Hoover's austerity wasn't recovering the U.S. economy as fast as it should. So he ran under the policy of stimulus.
Yeah.
Well, when you're under the gold standard, you can only make as much money as you have gold for. And he found out that we had already printed all the money that we could. And so the only way that he could print more money was to sign an controversial executive order, 6102, which got rid of monetary gold. So what it said was all gold certificates will no longer be honored. And all gold coins in possession of Americans had to be turned over to the federal government. You're going to give us a $20 gold coin. Government's going to give you a $20 bill in exchange.
Yeah.
And overnight, he could triple the money supply based on the amount of gold that came in.
So at that time, they still had fractional reserve banking, right? So
right.
Banks would take, this $20 bill that you're talking about. They would take it in, and then they would loan against it, what, nine times? Is that right?
Seven to nine times.
Seven to nine times, mm-hmm. depending on what the law was at the given time. Mm-hmm. How are they able to, do that? Is there a way to make sort of a more transparent transaction, I guess? Because I don't think people really understand that.
Yeah, the laws that require banks to hold X amount of reserves limits how much they can set aside for fractional reserve banking and all the other stuff are all meant to be transparent, but they're all so complicated that for the most interested consumer, it's going to take them a while to wade through that dense material.
I barely understand how money is made through the Federal Reserve System, and by barely, I mean I don't. I have some murky notion as to how money is created in the Federal Reserve System. I was just listening to an interview with Ben Bernanke. He's hawking his book now, and frankly, the guy does a great radio radio interview, I got to say. Mm-hmm. But
he's one smart guy, by the way. So when I was at the White House, on staff at the White House, he was also chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. And so we were in multiple meetings together, and I can attest what a bright guy he is.
Yeah, it really seems like he is. So after the gold standard goes away, 1971, the final decoupling, which is where nations can no longer demand from the United States gold for the dollars that they have.
Yes.
One important thing is that at one point post-World War II, the nations of the world decided the U.S. dollar would be the world reserve currency, essentially?
Yes, that's correct.
So explain that how that occurred.
Yes, so the two seminal events that changed currency were World War I, World War II. Because when those
How did World War I do it?
World War I did it in the same way World War II did it. You needed a lot of money that you didn't have to buy all the equipment that you needed to fight a war.
Those battleships are expensive.
They're very expensive. So people went in World War I went off the gold standard in order to print more money so they could make more equipment, buy more equipment. And then after World War I, they realized, oh, gosh, you know, things are unstable. We had 1% inflation for 35 years, and all of a sudden now we're getting a lot of inflation. We better go back to the gold standard. But by the time World War II came around, the volume of money printed was so huge they could never go back. So all the finance ministers got together toward the end of the war at Bretton Woods and decided...
Bretton Woods, New Hampshire.
Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. Yeah. And they decided that the U.S. dollar was going to be reserve currency, and that was going to be linked to the gold. But all the other currencies would then be linked to the U.S. dollar through exchange rates. And not on gold.
And then when Nixon breaks the gold standard, then how did the U.S. dollar retain its world reserve currency status?
Well, the U.S. economy was still the best economy in the world, and so that dominance of everyone wanting to trade with the United States kept the dollar in its reserve status. But you also had huge bouts of inflation during, you know, the middle years of Nixon's presidency.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And Carter's, too.
Mm-hmm.
Carter had to deal with all that problem.
Absolutely.
All that
mm-hmm.
difficulty. So where can folks go find more of your sort of writings and these sorts of things? I thought this was a fascinating...
Yep.
I highly recommend further researching Edwin C. Moy.
Well, I'll have a book coming out on this fairly soon, but they can also go to my website, edmoy.com, where I collect all my articles that I write for the... for the Wall Street Journal or any editorials. But I also wanted to spend like 30 seconds on Bitcoin. One of the reasons why I'm here is I believe Bitcoin is the modern version of gold. You know, it's limited to 21 million, just like gold. It has a limited amount in the United States and can't be created. New amounts can't be created. So there's a lot of similarities. And to have Bitcoin also work as a currency, I think could promote another 2,700 years of stability.
It's edmoy.com?
Yes.
Thanks so much, Ed Moy. Appreciate it. Bitcoin Investor Conference, Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's Mark with you.
And Brian Sovereign.
Ed, Brian, thank you so much for sitting in and taking Ian's slot here, or my slot. I think you're taking my slot, I'm taking Ian's slot.
Okay, yeah, if I'm taking the lesser of... No, I'm kidding. In Las Vegas, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, and you came out here from New Hampshire for this event, too, and it's been a lot of fun. Bitcoininvestor.com, you can go check it out. The speeches are actually going to be online in the next few days. They're video recording all of them there. One of the best speeches I saw today was Trace Mayer, who stepped up and did a rousing speech. It was really well received by the audience out here. Trace, thanks so much for sitting in with me.
Oh, glad to be here.
Now, a lot of folks might recognize you from your former career. Can you enlighten people on that?
Oh, I've been involved in Bitcoin now for quite a few years. Recommended it when it was like a nickel or a quarter or something like that. Latest projects then the Bitcoin Knowledge Podcast and Run to Gold, you know, some of my other
What is
sites.
Run to Gold?
I wrote a lot about finance, economics, monetary science, and how it applied to current events. Started that in 2007, 2008, so during the financial crisis, helping people understand, like, why this happened and what are solutions to it.
So what are the solutions? And how did this happen, and what are the solutions?
Well, it actually happened. It was very predictable. Fractional reserve banking, fiat currency, we've moved into a huge liquidity pyramid.
What's a liquidity pyramid?
The liquidity pyramid would be all of the assets in the world, you know, whether it's commercial mortgage-backed securities, stocks, bonds, real estate, gold coins, whatever it is, T-bills. And so we have this huge liquidity pyramid with, you know, a couple hundred trillion dollars of wealth, another quadrillion dollars of derivatives. And all the cap, when we made the mistake of allocating it, it was when we made the decision to move up into these assets. And so the system doesn't collapse, it evaporates. And as the,
how does it evaporate?
A good example would be auction rate securities. For 25 years, they traded one-to-one, you know, a dollar in an auction rate security was, you could sell for a dollar. And then overnight, during the financial crisis, the liquidity dried up, capital moved into something safer and more liquid, and now they traded for 3 cents on the dollar.
Right, and that money disappeared. A lot of people believe...
Just poof.
Yeah, just goes away.
Evaporated. It never existed in the first place.
Well, I guess this is a complicated thing, because many people will say that whenever somebody makes money in the stock market, somebody loses money in the stock market, or vice versa. And it's not that simple.
No, it would be nice if it were. I mean, it's not solely a zero-sum game like that. And so, you know, Ludwig von Mises, he said there's no way to avoid the final crack-up boom. You know, when we make excessive allocations of capital that result in this illusory capital, then that has to be rectified by the system, and that happens during a credit contraction, and that's what we've been in since 2008.
So how do we know we're in a credit contraction?
I think we're able to see it from investor psychology. We can see it by interest rates, because capital is moving down the liquidity into safer, more liquid assets, so into U.S. dollar treasury bills, and interest rates are so low.
One thing
I think is
clear is in the housing market, there was a time when essentially all you had to do was be alive, and they would give you $300,000 to buy a house. All you had to do was be able to roll the oxygen tank into the bank. You may not even have to step in the bank, and they would give you a $300,000 loan for a house.
It made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, so, stated income loans and things like that.
Ninja loans, no income, no job, no assets. We'll give you a loan, right?
What's the big deal? It's the house. It's only going to go up in value. And then whammo, bammo, the housing collapse occurs, and it's not so easy to get a home loan anymore.
Yeah, and so this is actually a symptom of an even larger problem. And the larger problem is that 500 years ago, we used mainly gold and silver in our hands, and it was 100% reserves. And through time, we have migrated to fiat currency, which has no definition. Dollar is not even defined in federal law. It's unintelligible. And fractional reserve banking, which we don't even have that anymore because they've gotten rid of reserve requirement ratios in almost all cases. And so as society moves, changes psychology, the keys of wealth are held by the individual as opposed to institutions and legal code. That's where I think the solutions are coming from. So the solution is either gold. But if we think that we're going to just, like, sit on our gold and pet it and society is going to be fine, I mean, this is a huge problem when you have CEOs of Fortune 500 companies calling up Treasury saying, hey, we're not going to be able to make payroll if you don't get this under control, because there was $500 billion flowing out of money market funds in the first 3 hours of the day. You know, what happens to society when Walmart or ExxonMobil can't make payroll? It's a big, big problem.
It's going to be a huge problem.
And, yeah, so, you know, that brings us to crypto. It brings us to Bitcoin. You know, can we build a solution to this mess of a world monetary system?
And one, like, a solution that also, I would think, you know, works within our modern infrastructure. Like, I mean, gold's wonderful, but it doesn't lend itself.
You can't send it over a communications channel.
Exactly, right.
Right, and I think that this is something that maybe the average listener doesn't think about money very much, but this is probably worth thinking about, is that every fiat currency has failed since fiat currencies have been created, you know, a couple thousand years ago, right? Like, they've all failed. What will happen when the world reserve currency, which is a fiat currency, fails?
Yeah.
And who knows what the answer to that is?
And
worldwide collapse, because things weren't so great in Weimar Germany or Zimbabwe or wherever else these things have occurred.
Yeah, and if you think that the U.S. is an elephant on the world stage now, just wait till she's truly panicked because of the currency crisis. Vladimir Putin is completely right when he says that the leaders are going crazy in the world today and that they have oatmeal in their brains. Like, they really do. They have no idea what's going on. They don't understand the economics. It's obvious from their actions. And it's a massive currency war. You know, and now it's turning into a kinetic war.
Right. Well, by kinetic war, you mean?
Well, look at Syria, look at Crimea, and then you have
real war.
No, yeah, kinetic war means, like, physical, tangible, like bullets war.
Things are moving.
And then you have Putin come out and say, the threat of nuclear force no longer carries the deterrent that it used to. That the psychological impact of the Great Two Wars has largely faded away into memory. And this isn't just some PR, you know, war isn't just some PR thing. Like, it's actual real people that actually get impacted.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what it's going to take. Maybe it's going to take nuclear war between Russia and China and some of the other major world powers for people to understand that this is a serious, real thing.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, foreign policy has implications.
Yeah.
And blowback.
And fiat currency is all about war.
Oh,
that's what the purpose of it is.
Fiat currency, from time immemorial, whether it's Johann von Goethe in Faust Part 2 writing about the negative effects, how it corrupts the society.
Is that how you pronounce his last name? Go ahead.
Well, it's German, right? But it eventually, you know, the judge said, you know, it's not quite right, but I'll make it right. The commander-in-chief says, you know, a soldier asks not from whence it proceeds. Whether it's the French assignat, the continental dollar, we either choose repression or regeneration. The Reichmark, you know, so society is going to have to choose this because they always collapse. And I think that the Federal Reserve System will shake itself to pieces. It'll implode in a deflationary depression or explode in a hyperinflation. And that's where the treasury bills, the very base level above gold and silver will evaporate into nothing. And then we're going to have to choose, like, we're going to be using gold and silver, we're going to be using Bitcoin. I mean, who knows what we'll be using?
Yeah, you know, Trace, it's interesting. I recently heard that there was a official government, or at least government-backed paper, newspaper out of China that said that we are in a post-Bitcoin world. It seems like, I mean, I feel like that is kind of corroborating what you're saying, that even these big governments are freaking out that this, you know, maybe they need to be looking at Bitcoin or they need to be looking at something else other than the fiat that we know.
Well, we have throttled financial innovation through regulation, and it's ridiculous. We can track a $5 package, but we can't track a $500,000 wire transfer and tell you how much it's going to cost and when it's going to get there. It's absurd, absolutely absurd, when you look at our current monetary system and just how archaic. I mean, it's held together with duct tape. And we're now, we got blockchain technology. Okay. We're going to have to recreate everything.
I don't know if it was you or one of the other listeners, or one of the other speakers I was listening to today, but essentially they compared governments to, say we invented a solar-powered flying car today.
Oh, that was Ed Moy from the director of the U.S. Mint.
We just had him on, and it was a really great analogy. If we invented a solar-powered flying car, the government would want to make it fly just above the roads and obey all the traffic laws.
Yeah, the stop signs.
Right, all these stupid legacy things that...
Well, it comes from stare decisis, and stare decisis has been, you know, it's been very helpful for rule of law and everything, but the problem is that there is no rule of law. They can assassinate anybody they want to. They blow up a Doctors Without Borders, and then they put all the doctors on the terrorist list. After the fact is collateral damage, and then they're like, oh, no, that's who we were originally targeting. You know, we're all the doctors that we intentionally blew up.
It changed like five times.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of crazy when you think about it. There's absolutely no rule of law. They're just flying around, blowing up whoever they want. You know, doctors volunteering their life, trying to save this humanitarian crisis, causing humanitarian crises, millions of people flooding into Europe with their bombs all. I mean, it's really a bunch of chaos that the state is causing, and it might be an institution.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.